with whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yep. I wonder if that means we just connected to GCN.
I think so. So let's send out that special thank you to the listeners of K-Lid out there in Poplar Bluff. So thanks very much for listening. Free Talk Live was previously on K-Lid. K-L-I-D. I'm not sure how.
K-L-I-D.
I'm not sure how
AM
they branded it. But I like K-Lid. I just like the way that sounds.
The spirit of Poplar Bluff.
So, yeah, Free Talk Live is different than most radio programs. We don't do the Republican-Democrat thing. We, in fact, try to take a look at the issues from a pro-freedom standpoint, every issue, every time. Like, how can humans working together without coercion and threats and violence solve problems? And that's what sort of the whole gist of the program is over time. And we look at, read news stories and we're activists. So it's a different program than what you're used to hearing. Also, we take calls on anything you want to talk about, which means that we're not necessarily prepared to talk about, say, fleet deployment in the Pacific Ocean, the U.S. fleet in the Pacific Ocean. We don't necessarily know those numbers. We'll do our best to use Google to find things out as things go by. But, yeah, I mean, you know, many hosts will do a, one topic in a segment in an hour, and we don't really do it that way.
Yeah, and you actually have a fairly interesting story to begin the show tonight. Something about the recidivism rates, which that's basically the number of people that were in jail that go back to jail. I don't know if this is only looking at jails or prisons.
State prison.
A lot of people don't really realize what the difference is. And there's some places where the jail is called a prison.
Yes.
So basically, the rate of people that have been incarcerated that wind up being incarcerated again.
That's right. Well, that's what recidivism is. And it is, if you listen a little bit longer here, like the first statistics are shocking. But then again, I knew what they were. Actually, they're a little lower than what I had been told when I was in prison. And yes, I did spend 8.5 years in prison. But what you'll find out a little later is a lot of this is just junk charges. So going on here, about 68% of 405,000 prisoners. So
nearly 500,000.
Yeah, we've got a pretty big end tab here. Not a small group. Released in 30 states in 2005, were arrested for a new crime within 3 years of their release from prison. And 77% were arrested within 5 years. So I think that you can take away from that, 77% of people were rearrested within 5 years.
And I'm just curious how they came up with the 3 and 5 year number, because it seems to be that for a lot of statistics, 5 years seems to be sort of the arbitrary amount of time.
Yeah, I think it's arbitrary. I think that's pretty much it. It's arbitrary. You know, we picked a number. I'd always heard 2 and 5. That I'd heard two within 2 years, 85% of prisoners will, in some way or another reoffend. And I knew that that number might be fudged a little bit, but at 77% to 85% at 5 years, I don't think it really matters. I mean, it's still pretty high. So according to the report here, prisoners released after serving time for property offenses were the most likely to recidivate.
So property offenses being theft,
yep.
Vandalism, trespassing.
Yeah, those kind of things. Once a thief, always a thief. That kind of claim.
Now, do they differentiate between grand theft and minor theft?
Petite theft isn't good. You're not going to go to jail for that unless it's a parole violation.
Right. If it's a parole violation.
Okay, then we do have some numbers on that. Yes, coming up a little later. So the report also found that recidivism was highest among males, blacks, and young adults. Within 5 years of release, 82% of property offenders were arrested for a new crime, compared to 77% of drug offenders, 74% of public order offenders, and 71% of violent offenders.
So what is a public order defender?
That is
Because that's just one of those, you know, sort of terms that it sounds as though it could be pretty much anything.
It is defined
like drunk in public, open container.
Yep, it's defined in here, and I don't have it directly in, like, I can't look through the article and find the word public order in it, so it'll tell us in just a second.
Okay.
But, you know, that, anyway, it is in here, nonetheless. So, going back up, 74% of public order offenders and 71% of violent offenders, the report found. Public order offenses, there it is, right next, included weapons offenses, so possessing a gun, driving under the influence, and other miscellaneous unspecified crimes. Usually, no victim.
Right.
And regardless of the initial incarceration offense, the majority, 58% of released prisoners, were arrested for public order offense within 5 years of release. So, a victimless crime. An estimated 39% of released prisoners were arrested within 5 years for a drug offense. Once again, a victimless crime. 38% for a property offense, not a victimless crime. 29% for a violent offense. So the numbers decrease when you're talking about sort of the real crimes out here. Matt Dorus, a statistician for the Bureau of Justice, told CBS News CrimeCiter that the report will provide a lot of information for policymakers on the officially recognized behavior of released prisoners. This is interesting here.
So wait, 67% are violent or thieves?
I'm going to have to go back and look. When they reoffend?
I guess. You were saying 38%. You said 38% and 29% of... You said 38%, I think, were...
There could be numbers that include, a double offense.
Sure.
Like you could have drugs on you, a gun on you.
Okay, so there could be some overlap.
Yeah, there could be. So anyway, going on.
I'm just trying to get an idea in my head of how many of these, how many criminals are violent and actually have victims or are stealing from someone, and how many criminals don't have any victim whatsoever.
Well, the percentages of people getting picked up for the things without victims were much higher than the percentages of people getting up.
Sure, I'm trying to get a total number,
So, award-winning journalist Nancy Mullane studied recidivism rates, specifically among murderers, for her book, Life After Murder. In it, she profiled 5 murderers who served 20 years or more before they were released after convincing a parole board that they were worthy of another chance. Mullane said her research has taught her that some convicted killers who are back out in society have much to teach us about rehabilitation, redemption, and about really screwing up your life massively. And what it takes to come back and what it takes to be a person and give back to society. She says that she was able to determine that 988 convicted murderers, so this is a big number, almost 1,000, released from prisons in California over a 20-year period. Out of those 988, she said 1% were arrested for new crimes.
So 10 people, roughly?
Yep. 10% were arrested for violating parole, which is, this public order stuff. And she found that out of the 988 that were rearrested for murder, none went back to prison over that 20-year period that she examined for murder.
So I definitely want to hear more about the rate of people that wind up going back to prison. And, of course, your calls welcome, 855-450-FREE or Skype, username LRN.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the show where you can call in, talk about anything. Phones are always open, 855-450-FREE, or you can use the Skypes. Username is lrn.fm. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And if you want more of the show, well, we've got archives for free going all the way back to late 2006. You can find all of those there at archives.freetalklive.com. And, of course, the last 7 days of shows are right there on the front page of the website. So archives.freetalklive.com. And we're actually going to the Skype where Liberty Phoenix is calling in about the recidivism, and he wants to add in corporal punishment. Liberty Phoenix, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Darwin. It's great to be here.
How are you?
I wanted to pretty well. I wanted to call in about the recidivism rate issue. When you guys first started talking about it, it really reminded me of the article that was just released from the Southern Methodist University about the real-time audio of the corporal punishment showing kids misbehaving within 10 minutes of spanking. They started out their
their article by saying, you know, this is, there's this first of its kind study finds that parents ignored the best practices recommended by spanking advocates. And it just kind of made me think, you know, that kind of sounds like the Constitution. And this use of corporal punishment and the children misbehaving within 10 minutes of it, and by their parents. These are people that love them and are supposed to be there and protect them for the rest of their lives.
Well, okay, so I haven't read this. Tell me the gist of it. Within 10 minutes of being spanked, kids tend to misbehave?
Well, there was a study done by, I believe it was 31 mothers that were above average intelligence or education, I should say.
Okay.
Most of them were working, and they would come home, and they would put on these audio recording devices and be well aware of it. And they, throughout the research, they found that the majority of the times that these parents would spank their children, utilize corporal punishment, it was usually for mundane things, you know, like, you know, ignoring social norms or something to that effect. And the majority of the time, the kids misbehaved again within 10 minutes of them physically assaulting them.
I mean,
it just goes to show that it doesn't work.
How old were the children of the people in this study?
I believe the age ranges were 3 months to 7 years, I believe.
Huh. So,
of the children?
Yeah, I'm trying to internalize all this this information. So I'll have to go find the study. Now, everything I've ever read is that spanking works. It may have consequences, you know, going forward, but that it's effective. Probably not quite as effective as timeouts, but effective nonetheless.
Well, I try not to spank my children whatsoever. And I've actually had issues with their stepfather for him spanking them. And I was like, hey, don't do that, you know, or I'm going to spank you. And, you know, because I'm defending them. We don't own our children. We're their stewards. We take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you spank a kid, all it does is fix that action for that moment. They're going to go on and they're going to completely forget about it because their butt hurts a little bit. They're going to go on. Unless you beat them to where they have welts on their body, they're not going to remember that. So if you just do it a little bit, it's not going to do anything. If you abuse them, that's what's going to be effective, but that's also going to cause, you know, major trauma to their psyche as they grow up.
Yeah, I think that most of psychology today is big on the anti-spanking thing, and they've done a lot of I hesitate to call them studies, correlated. They've put together some correlative data. What I've come to conclude is that it's not spanking that causes all the problems that may go on in people's lives as far as, an increase in its likelihood of crime, increase in likelihood of prostitution, increase in likelihood of mental health issues, all kinds of things are associated with spanking. But it seems to me that it's really just an issue of terror. If a child feels terrorized, like they can never do the right thing, they don't have access in their mind how to go about doing the right thing as far as the parent's concerned, then that's when they're truly going to have these mental issues.
So I've got another question for you real quick, Liberty Phoenix.
Go ahead.
How long between the child doing something that was considered to be, an initial offense and the initial spanking, how much time elapsed between that? Because I'm sure has something to do with the child not really connecting the dots. It's sort of like if you notice that your dog poos in the living room, but you don't rub his nose in it until 5 hours later, the dog isn't going to correlate, I got my nose stuffed in poo because I went in the living room.
Right. Well, they didn't say a specific time, but they did touch upon it. They mentioned that the parents didn't use spanking as a last resort. So they didn't, they didn't start saying, okay, stop, 1, 2, 3, I'm going to put you in the corner. You're still running out. Then I'm spanking you. What it seems that they're insinuating is that they just went off and smacked them. Because it's easier than actually getting up off your butt and trying to have a conversation and explain it and, use reason and logic, even though, yes, they're small children, but the more you use it, the more they'll absorb about it. So, I mean, they just use it as a first line of defense and just assault their children in order to correct an action that they find aberrant.
So oftentimes what parents will say when people are anti-spanking is, well, what do you want me to do?
What Liberty do you Phoenix?
What Liberty Phoenix?
What's the alternative?
Yeah, well, what do you,
I would say, well, I think that the alternative, if it all depends. Are you starting it from, is it cradle to grave, where you're aware of the fact that spanking doesn't work, or have you already used it? Because I think if you have a newborn and, you know, you utilize some of the peaceful parenting techniques that Stefan Molyneux has, you know, propagated, which I've done a little bit of research on, I think that, you know, it'll develop a more intimate connection between yourself and your child if you treat your children with respect and you ask what they actually think about certain topics and don't come from a position of, I own you, you have to do what I'm telling you because I know what I'm talking about. If you actually explain to them and give them a choice and respect your children and respect their opinions, these are just little people independent of you one day. You have to realize that as a parent that, you know, we don't own them. If we treat children with respect, I would assume the vast majority of issues of behavior would diminish greatly. So yeah. It wouldn't be an issue then.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact is you're going to have bad behavior at any point. And discipline, from what I can tell, discipline is something that you have to have as a parent. And now in what form does that take? Is it entirely, you know, like that's the question and the way it's up for grabs. And I don't really know the answer. We've used timeouts at my house, but I can tell you plenty of the peaceful parenting advocates are like, nope, just let them run wild and you know, do whatever the hell they want, and that doesn't solve any problems.
Liberty Phoenix, if you've got more to add, hang on, because I actually have some questions about spanking that I would like answered. This is Free Talk Live. Feel free to call in 855-450-FREE.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tiger Light is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tiger Light with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about recidivism rates, and Liberty Phoenix brought into the discussion corporal punishment. We'll get back to Liberty Phoenix in just a second. But in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And Mark has something that he will tell us about here in just a second.
Yeah, cashintocoins.com is the best way to get bitcoins. You've probably been hearing about them on the news. And, you know, here's a little advice to the possessors of bitcoins is you're going to have to use, if you want bitcoin's value and acceptance to go up over time, you're going to have to use them. They need to move around. People need to understand that this is a viable way of trading. Go to cashintocoins.com, get some more bitcoins. Use the ones you've got, buy more. Because, you know, there's no big deal. The fees are great at cashintocoins.com. As a matter of fact, orders under $40 carry no fee at all. And you can donate some of your fee to charity. All you've got to do is use a money order, check, or wire transfer. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive. And really, they do take customer service very seriously at cashintocoins.com. They've got a big announcement coming up soon, by the way. Cashintocoins.com.
So back to the Skype. Liberty Phoenix is on the line. Not sure if you had anything else to add, Liberty Phoenix, but I do have a question. I'm not sure if you're necessarily the person to answer. Maybe
I'll give it my best shot.
Maybe one of the callers or listeners can do so. For the parents that do spank, at what age is it considered, you know, the child is too old to spank? Stop spanking at 12? Do they wait until the child actually hits puberty? Do they wait until the child can drive a car? Or do they wait until the child moves out of the house?
Well, I know my parents stopped spanking me around 13, 14. So I think it probably differs from parent to parent. That's not to say that I've never spanked before. I mean, I've spanked my kids before, and I feel bad about it. But, I mean, it's in the past. You can only change the future. But I think it would all depend on the parents. I mean, if they're actually using spanking as a disciplinary tactic and not abusing their children, as, you know, defined by social norms, then I would assume that it's generally just case by case.
See, I always heard that you stop at 6.
Okay, I would probably guess that it would have something to do with the fact that when the child starts becoming large enough to retaliate physically, that's when the parents are probably going to start to stop striking their child, because their child might decide to strike them back.
know, they start realizing that, wait, no, I don't have the monopoly on force here.
Anything else to add, Liberty Phoenix?
That's about it, guys. You guys have a great night.
All right. Thank you very much. And to the phones, to the fun, Scott in Wisconsin listens online, wants to talk about spanking. Scott, what's on your mind?
Hey there, guys. How you doing tonight? Kudos. Hey, I got a couple things that I want to talk to you guys about, and I agree with certain situations that there is a need of bringing the hammer down proper and then also explaining to them before you discipline is a big part of this if they do something that is wrong. But I also believe that it starts from a seed. If you raise your kids, and I got a little baby girl that just turned over a year, and the other day I was walking out, and she goes, bye-bye, and I about hit the floor. So the situation I want to talk about is, I'm going to give you an example real quick of that almost made me bring to a tear. Half a year ago, we had a friend over with a girl's mom that had cancer that was dying. And this little 4-year-old girl was running around with her head cut off, if I use that term, bouncing around. And she came over with her my wife's friend one night, and she said, well, you got to be careful. You got to watch her, you know, when she's around your boys. And, you know, she went back in that room with my boys, and they had a ball with her. They played. They had a good time. And, you know, I was in the kitchen, and I'll never forget it. And we just got done talking to her that, oh, yeah, we got to take her to the doctor this Monday to put her on medicine. And that's what I want to talk to after this. And I thought to myself, you got a kid, her mom's dying of cancer, she needs people to show her love, man. And that girl came in my kitchen, she goes, Mr. Scott, I want to thank you for coming, inviting me over, and she started to cry in front of me. And I said, that's all right, little girl, you were so good today. She literally started crying because she had a good time with my sons that showed her love and respecting and playing. And yet the mom says, we got to put her on that rat poison. Look at how many kids today that are becoming adolescents, and I'm talking about Redlin,
yeah,
that have taken,
I think it's overprescribed. It seems to me that all these drugs are overprescribed. And I would agree with you that it's as a parent, it's difficult to spend the kind of time that a kid wants and needs, you know, because you're trying to do your day-to-day life. And I agree with you entirely that that love goes a long way in, you know, creating a human being that is properly socialized and that kind of thing. But, I mean, I can sympathize with the parents who are like, ah, oh, I just need a few minutes to myself.
Yeah, and it seems to me that a lot of parents rely on medications and the idiot box to become the parent of the child instead of them actually taking time to be the parent of their child.
Well, that's exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. You know, I have 3 children now. And I believe all children are miracles. But here's the thing that I wanted to say. I'll never forget this teacher when I was in school, and we got in this conversation. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'll make a bet with you. It's a lot easier dealing with them when they're a seed than when they're 15 years of age and trying to correct it. Amen? So the bottom line is, when I was growing up, I feared my mommy more than my dad, because my mom used to use those plastic, you know, those plastic race car strips on my rear. But they also showed me love. And, of course, my mom was killed in an awful car accident in 2005, and dad survived. But I couldn't tell you how much more that I love my mom and dad than the way they gave me love, but also gave me proper discipline when I was growing up. So thanks for taking my call, guys. Kudos to you. I hope some more people call in on this, because I'll end it with this, guys. If a kid won't listen to their parents, they ain't going to listen to the teacher, and they ain't going to listen to the cops. Take care, guys. Yep. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Scott. And, yeah, that kind of does make sense to some extent, but, you know, just because somebody is a cop doesn't mean that they should necessarily be listened to.
I don't know. I was just inner revulsion during that phone call. And I didn't really want to get into it with what was going on, but I read a book, and I actually recommended it to Ian. I don't think he ever read it, but it's Vital Lies, Simple Truths by a psychologist by the name of Daniel Goleman, who talks about how human beings are designed to take negative stimulus and lie to themselves to psychologically protect their own brain from physical damage. And one of those primary lies is, Mommy and Daddy hit me because they love me.
You know, Johnson, if you want Ian to read a book, just wait till he goes to jail again and then send it to him. Your calls, welcome, about anything, whether it's spanking or whatever is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about recidivism rates and corporal punishment, and George is on the line, wants to talk about money not buying happiness, and George, we'll get to you in just a moment.
Yeah, blockchain has done it again. Now, if you have a physical business, you can go to blockchain.com, not blockchain.info, and use their new app on your smartphone to accept bitcoins safely, securely, and for free. There are no terms of service, no ID requirements of any kind. You just go to blockchain.com, download the app from the Google Play Store, get started. Zero fees. From blockchain.com. I'm really excited about this because many merchants have had to sign up with, you know, the bigger companies, BitPay and Coinbase. Yeah, and I think that those are the right ones for the larger merchants. But if you've got a boutique, blockchain.com can make it quite easy for you to accept Bitcoins in your business. And I'm really excited that they've put this up there for free and no terms of service, no ID requirements. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it is.
They have a real dedication.
Very exciting. And George seems to have dropped off the line. I was just about to click the on-air button. So, George, feel free. I don't know what happened. Feel free to call back. And this might be him calling back in right now. So, Mark, I'm sure that there was more to the article that we began the show with on recidivism, that is the rate in which people wind up going back to jail, or in this case, I guess it was prison, after being released for various crimes or offenses, whether there was a victim or not.
Yeah, so essentially, but what I've gotten out of the article is that 77% of people who were in prison were arrested within 5 years of being released. But that 33% of violent offenders released went back for violent offenses within 5 years. So much of the prison industrial complex, you're talking about a big difference between 77% and 33%.
Yes.
Much of the prison industrial complex is, you know, essentially victimless crimes. I'm not saying that theft is a victimless crime. They're not including that in this number. There are some numbers on theft. And frankly, people who steal are much more likely to continue, which is to say that apparently prison isn't working for those people.
Right.
So I'm not sure how to figure it out, but it seems to me that restitution's the way to go about on that, that, you know, maybe they have to work for a punitive amount, maybe four times the amount that they stole, and to make good on what they took. And maybe you can use things like in-home detention with a little ankle wrap deal. Instead of we, the taxpayer, having to pay to incarcerate all these people, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's really the point here. The point is that Americans are scared of crime, and I get it. That's where it comes from. And they've just grown the prison system bigger and bigger in order to, hey, we got to deal with the crime problem. Yeah, well, half the crimes are of your making. The drug war and all this stuff, you know, that's
I've seen numbers that have shown up to 2/3 of people that are getting arrested for things that have no identifiable victim.
Oftentimes that's misdemeanors, and the intention is to simply
generate revenue.
Generate revenue for the judicial system.
Let's go to the phones. George in Virginia. Money doesn't buy happiness. I do agree with that statement, but would it not be better to cry in a Ferrari than cry on a bicycle?
Well, it's actually cry in a Mercedes, but yeah. I kind of halfway disagree with that. I do agree that it doesn't buy happiness when it comes to physical stuff like a car, because eventually you see that car as it gets older, starts accruing scratches, dings, and burrito farts on the seats and all that other stuff, you know, and the new computer you got is going to be obsolete in a few months, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, money does not buy happiness when it comes to stuff. However, money does tend to buy happiness if you're buying experiences like exotic trips to, you know, places that you've always wanted to go, for example.
All I've really ever wanted was to sort of have a good life. I mean, I don't know what it's like to have it doesn't matter to me, have a Gulfstream 5 or a Lamborghini or anything. Those are neat things to look at. But I rode in a Maybach one time this is the handmade Mercedes. It's basically competition to the Rolls Royce.
Oh, okay.
And it was a friend was having an event, and sometimes they want to make the radio guy look important. So, it was a special car or whatever. And, you know, I mean, it's not that much different than my car.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's the stuff. Like I said, that money doesn't buy happiness when it comes to buying stuff. It doesn't buy happiness when it comes to buying memory experiences, because when you have that fond memories get better over time when you look back on that. Like, wow, I can't believe I did this. It was awesome, you know.
And what's an example of something that, you know, is one of these experiences that you've been able to buy for yourself?
Well, I just got back a week and a half ago from Peru. I got to go to Machu Picchu.
Oh, nice.
It's quite a hike up that thing.
Yeah, oh, God. By the time I got to the top of that, man, I was so out of breath. Like, it really is breathtaking in the most literal sense, because it'll take you 10 minutes to take a breath. and let's see, what else is there? You know, I got another experience. I'll say it's at Iceland and Amsterdam over New Year's. I'm going to China right after Pork Fest right there.
Yep. I've heard you spend plenty of money on trips, George. I keep an eye on you on Facebook, and I'm just amazed at all the different places you are. Forbes article here says that money does buy happiness, says a new study.
They're probably talking about, like I said, experiences. You know,
I haven't read the whole thing.
An event like Pork Fest or Burning Man, night with a really good hooker. That kind of thing.
You know, that's actually what I thought you were going to open up with after I said, name a good experience that you've been able to purchase for yourself.
Well, no, I got to save the best for last, man.
George, anything else on your mind?
That's pretty much it for now. I guess I just have to check, speak to you guys on that.
All right, thanks for the call, George.
If you can't pay your bills, that's a really difficult feeling to deal with.
Yes.
If you can't provide your kids with the kind of things that you'd like to provide them, it's tough stuff. So I do think that having a certain amount of money is better than not.
Yes.
I can't say I've ever been rich, but I have been poor, and that wasn't great. So, does money buy happiness? I don't know what we're talking about precisely, but it certainly, having some money beats not having some money.
Yes, and it's also better to be homeless and own a car that you can sleep in than to be homeless and not have a tent.
That's true. You'd probably be able to find some place to sleep, but the tent's kind of advertisement for, come hassle me.
Right.
Yeah, but it does keep the rain off.
It certainly does. So, real quick, let's go back to the recidivism article. Because I'm still very intrigued by this, that it seems to be the people who are not creating victims are the ones that keep going back to jail.
That's correct. If it's public order and drug crimes are the most likely to return to prison, thieves are the most likely to return to prison, but after that it's public order and drug offenses, and violent offenders are the least likely to return to prison, a report says. So 82% of property offenders, compared to 77% of drug offenders and 74% of public order offenders, and then it's 71% for violent offenders. But oftentimes, even the violent offenders are going back to prison for public order and drug offenses,
right?
As via violations of probation. A violent offender apparently has a 33% chance of returning to prison for a violent offense. So it's a relatively low number compared to many of these high numbers that are in there. And they show that apparently the most violent of offenders, murderers, are very unlikely to return to prison for anything, and especially not for murder.
And do you think that's because those people have been scared straight?
I suspect to some extent that that's exactly what it is, that they have no intention. That they found that whatever the value is that they thought they were going to get out of killing somebody, that it wasn't there and that it's not worth doing again.
Your calls welcome about this or anything else. 855-450-FREE. Hour 2 on the way next. This is Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.